hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the She is Sacred podcast. I'm so excited to have you here with me today, and I'm excited to dive right into today's topic. Today we are going to be talking about meditation. If you've ever tried meditation and you were not successful with it, or you have never tried it because you just think it's not something that would be of much use to you, I think you're going to enjoy this conversation today. I actually tried meditation a few years ago, and basically I got absolutely nothing from it. I couldn't focus for more than 10 seconds at a time, and I felt like I was constantly having to restart my breath work, and I certainly did not find it peaceful or centering. And I tried it for about a week, and after finding it not successful or getting much out of it, I just decided to write it off as not for me. And the funny thing is, here we are a few years later, and now I try to incorporate at least 15 minutes of meditation into every morning. It's something that has become essential in my daily routine, as well as essential for my mental health and my overall being. So you may be wondering, what changed exactly? Why is it so important to me now? And why do I get so much out of it today, but I didn't back then? And I was kind of wondering these things myself. And as I was thinking about meditation, I realized I think there's multiple reasons why people write off meditation, or they just don't get very much out of it. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I think there are multiple reasons, like I said. One of those reasons being that if you are of certain religious faiths, meditation can sound very taboo due to how meditation is portrayed in certain groups and in movies. The act of meditation makes it seem like you are worshiping a different god than the one you are proclaiming. But with that, I just want to say that, simply put, meditation doesn't have to look like one thing. There is freedom to use the practice in a way that does not go against your beliefs or cause you to cross any lines. Meditation is not the same thing as prayer. It's less to do with thinking and more about just being in the moment. It's about self-reflection and being able to be still and quiet with yourself so you can see inward and have things revealed to you in that way. So if you have pushed meditation away for religious or spiritual reasons, I would just encourage you to come back to it and be open to a fuller understanding of how you can use meditation to do self-reflection and development, and use it as a way to improve your mental health and overall being, and less as a spiritual practice, if that makes sense. Another reason, which is actually one of the big reasons for me why I didn't get anything out of meditation when I first tried it, is because if you are not in tune with your emotions, it is nearly impossible to sit in silence. For people who never fully process their thoughts and feelings, it can be really scary to sit with just your mind, because everything that surfaces once you are not distracted can be very overwhelming. And that was certainly true for my personal experience. I was in a really hard place in life. I was not dealing with my emotions and I was suppressing them. So the moment I would sit down to be quiet and try to find some sense of peace, my mind just felt very chaotic. And so I will say that if you are somebody who is not very good at allowing your emotions to be processed, or you don't really like feeling the hard emotions and you don't like addressing some of the hard thoughts that you're having, meditation is going to be difficult for you. However, I wouldn't use that as an excuse to write meditation off. I would almost use that as an encouragement to really allow yourself to begin to process your emotions and face the hard things in life. I know for me now, when I go through hard things and I'm not slowing down in processing my emotions, and I'm suppressing them, once I do sit down to meditate, I almost instantly start crying because everything just comes to the surface and I realize I haven't released or addressed anything that I'm pushing down. So that's why it's been so essential for me, because it's that one time of the day where I can be completely still, completely present, and just allow myself to release and let go anything that I am pushing down. And then once I do that, I can be fully present and aware in that moment. And it just becomes this sacred moment of just being with myself. So the last reason that I have found people may not be getting a lot out of meditation or pushing it away is because if you are trying to control the outcome too much, or trying to control the experience, trying to control your thoughts too much, it's really hard to get anything out of meditation. Meditation is not about coming in with an agenda and deciding what you're going to think about, what you're going to work through, because that's just thinking. That's not meditation. Like I said before, meditation is about releasing and being fully present and just being. I know for some people in your daily life, in your daily environments, you may be in situations where you do have to constantly be in control, or maybe you don't live in a place that allows you to feel safe enough to not be in control, which I understand. And so I would just encourage you to use meditation as that one safe place, where you're safe with yourself, you're safe with who you are on the inside, and you're safe with your own mind. And maybe you don't get a relief from being in control in your day-to-day life, but in those moments where you are meditating, that's the one time where you are truly safe to be you and safe to just be without worrying about what somebody else is thinking or saying or doing. So those are my three reasons that I feel like a lot of people push meditation away or aren't quite getting a whole lot out of the practice. But one of the most beautiful things I have found from practicing meditation is that literally anyone can incorporate this into their daily life. It doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are, your spiritual practices, how busy your schedule is, or your personality type. None of that matters. Meditation really is for everyone. And if you're wondering how you can start incorporating this into your daily life, I just want to highly encourage you to start with being open and honest with yourself. Give yourself the freedom to enter into meditation without expectation, judgment, or bias. Maybe you have never given yourself the space to feel your emotions and just sit alone with yourself. So I would say don't be surprised if you cry or feel uncomfortable the first time that you try meditation, or even the first few times, because before you can enter a place of stillness and peace and expansion, you will have to address deep-rooted emotions and thoughts that are blocking your mind from fully being open and present. But you can get there, and I promise you that the intentional effort and work that it takes to get there is going to be so worth it. My last piece of advice for you all today is, whether you are new to meditation or not, is to incorporate the practice with binaural beats. Binaural beats are healing frequencies that help recalibrate the vibrations in your mind, in your body, and they help you focus. I know for me personally, binaural beats are essential when I meditate. I live in a full house and in the busy city, so it is never quiet. So a way for me to block out the outside noise is by putting my headphones on, turning on binaural beats and healing frequencies, and it just really brings me to a place where I'm able to be still and focused and quiet, and it's just this overwhelming sense of peace and centeredness that I don't experience any other time of the day. And like I said, it can be 15 minutes, it can be 30 minutes. It's just, you do have the freedom to incorporate this into your life with any way that it fits. So as we enter time together, I just want everyone to remember, you are a sacred being. You are more than the limiting beliefs and hard life circumstances. There is a part of you that is waiting to be discovered as you take time to travel within. You just need to sit still for just a moment and let your mind reveal itself. And if you do this, I really think you will come to find that meditation is just a really wonderful practice to incorporate into your life for your mental health, your overall well-being. And I would really like to hear back from you guys if you already do meditation. You know, I enjoy talking about this topic, or if you need any other helpful tips or just want to hear more, please reach out to me. I would gladly talk to you all day about this. But thank you so much for being with me here again today on the She Is Sacred podcast, and I look forward to talking to everybody soon.